The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This morning, we'll be going further to speak on a very important part of this series, tagged The Laws for All-Round Prosperity. The Laws for All-Round Prosperity in this anointing service. And I know God is going to shift somebody's level to a higher level in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, say a louder amen. If you are that person, let me hear you say a louder amen. The will of God for you and I is to prosper. According to our anchor scripture for the month in 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The desire of God for us is that we should prosper. And you are not designed to be poor at all. You are not designed to be poor. You are not designed to lack. You are designed to enjoy the blessings of God. And God has already made provision for your prosperity. He has already designed you to prosper. Quickly, as a foundation this morning, things to note about this issue of all-round prosperity. Number one, lack and poverty in life does not glorify God. Lack, your wanting things and not having it does not make God happy. How many of us have seen people that are in lack and then people are thanking God for them for being in lack? Your lack does not glorify God. Not having money to pay the school fees of your children or food to eat or good clothes to wear does not make God happy. It doesn't make God bigger. Number two thing to note about the issue of all-round prosperity is that wealth in the kingdom does not answer to prayers, but a work called the work of the covenant. Wealth in the kingdom of God does not answer to fasting. You don't fast yourself into prosperity into God, in God's kingdom. You assess prosperity on the basis of your walk with God. Somebody say walk with God. Somebody say walk with God. Things to note about the issue of all-round prosperity, number three, is that you are designed in the image and in the likeness of God. So you are not meant to be poor. In fact, the streets of heaven are paved with gold. I know how much gold is worth. The streets of heaven is paved. God is not a poor person. So there's no reason why any of his children must be poor. For example, I want you to realize it's almost impossible for any of the children of the current president of Nigeria, as poor and as rich as Nigeria is, for the person to be poor. It's almost impossible. Can you now imagine the Almighty God? He is too rich. He is too blessed. And so, as his son and as his daughter, you cannot be enlisted among those who are begging for bread. You will never beg for bread. I say you will never beg for bread. Number four thing to note about the issue of all-round prosperity is that poverty is real and prosperity is real. Poverty is real and prosperity is also real. Both of them are real. People are poor and some are blessed. God will delete your name from the list of those who are begging for bread. God will remove your name from the poor people in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Those are four things I want us to note as a foundation on this matter of all-round prosperity. I'll give us more in the course of the second services. God always gives us laws so that we will not be low. And we'll be showing us some of those laws this morning. God's law does not destroy us, but it wants to develop us. God's law is not there to destroy you, but to develop you. God's law is not there to hurt you, but to help you. God's law is not to keep you on the ground, but to raise you to the topmost top. That is where God will take you in the name of Jesus. I said that is where God will take you in the name of Jesus. So in this first service, I'll be showing us four laws that will help you to assess all-round prosperity. And in the second service also, I'll be showing you another four laws that will help you to enjoy prosperity in all areas. And today, God will put a stamp on your prosperous living for life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Number one law is the law of seed time and harvest time. Number one law that will bring prosperity to a person's life is the law of seed time and harvest time. In Genesis 8, verse 21 and 22, Genesis 8, 21 and 22, and the Lord smelled the sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, verse 22, seed time and harvest. Someone say seed time and harvest. Summer, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. The law of seed time and harvest is an unchangeable law. It's a law that you cannot change. Either you are tall, you are short, you are handsome, whatever it is you are, the law of seed time is a universal law. It works anywhere and everywhere. God is simply saying to us today, I will bless you, and I will bless you through the law of seed time and harvest. God is committed to giving you harvest when he sees seed in your hand. God does not break his covenant. When you are a person that is involved in the law of seed time, you must also be involved in law of harvest time. Psalms chapter 89 verse 34, my covenant will I not break nor alter the things that are gone out of my mouth. God does not break covenant. He does not break his covenant. Once you are involved in the law of seed time and harvest, then you must also be available to enjoy the blessedness thereof. I can't imagine. Can you imagine a farmer who did not plant anything on his farmland, now goes to the farmland with after 40 days of fasting and begins to pray, Father, let cocoa come out of this ground now. He did not plant anything in the farm, but he did 40 days vigil, 40 days fasting, 40 days prayer. He was praying 7 times a day. Now goes to a farm, bare land, and begins to pray in the spirit. He begins to roll on the floor. He's jumping, he's shouting. He even did 1,000 hallelujah. You know, sometimes we think that our hallelujah will intimidate God. Oh yeah, he begins to shout hallelujah. He packs his children there and he says, oh yeah, as I'm saying hallelujah, I'll be shouting hallelujah. He does that for 3 days or 7 days or 21 days. Nothing grows because he did not engage the law of seed time and harvest. As simple as that. So that is the way it works. Everyone that will ever enjoy the blessings of prosperity must be engaged in this law. The testimony of prosperity in this kingdom is traceable to this law of seed time and harvest. No poor man can escape poverty without this law. You can't escape poverty except you are engaged in this law of seed time and harvest. And every material seed is preceded. Every material harvest or material blessing is preceded by material seed. Your material harvest, your bumper harvest for the year 2020 must be preceded by seed planting. My prayer for you this morning is that God will give you wisdom. I say God will give you knowledge and understanding. Jesus, God had to send a seed called Jesus to the earth before he could take all of us as his children. And he can say anywhere that we are his children. He sent his only begotten son. Abraham had to do the same thing. Offered his son Isaac as a seed before he could harvest the blessings that he's enjoying. And the covenant practice, the covenant of tithing and of giving, remains a vital part of this covenant. And everyone that signs up for it is designed to be blessed in this kingdom. Please don't be intimidated by people who don't have understanding of the scripture, people who don't know God, who don't know the precepts of God, now dictating to, I'm not in the other side religion now, so I cannot speak 100% about what they are doing there, because that is not my area. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. That's not my area. But if he comes to Christianity, I know it. I've been in the faith. I've been serving God. I know God. He knows me. So I can say a little about God in this kingdom. And in this kingdom, one of the laws that is very vital is the law of seed time and harvest. You are not expected to be expecting harvest when you have not planted anything. And like I said, amongst other things, the laws of tithing, of giving, and many other things that I've spoken about on Wednesday. If you were here on Wednesday and you were blessed, shout a big hallelujah. The law of seed time in the area of giving, tithing, offering, giving to parents, giving to the poor, giving to your pastor, your prophet, and all that areas of giving remains a vital force to achieving all-round prosperity. The next set of people that will prosper, you will not be excluded in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be excluded in the name of Jesus. You will not be omitted in the name of Jesus. And my advice to you is to sign in and sign in on time to be able to access the best that God has for you. To be able to access the best. You know, working with God has conditions, which we call laws. God doesn't just bless you like that for doing nothing. Do you pay somebody for doing nothing? God doesn't just bless you for doing nothing. He blesses you on the platform of your commitment, your covenant walk with him. And he gives you clean money, clean blessing. Proverbs 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. The blessing of the means there's a blessing from another side. But the one from the Lord, it maketh rich and it added no sorrow. In your life, there will be no sorrow. I said there will be no sorrow. You will not be up today and down tomorrow. I say you will not be up today and down tomorrow. Your progression shall be consistent. Your progress shall be consistent. Say a bigger amen. The second law I'll be talking about this morning is the law of the fear of God. The law of the fear of God. In Psalm 112 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 112 verse 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Your generation shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. I say your generation shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Go to verse 3. Go to verse 3. Because I know wealth and riches shall be in your house. And in everything around, Psalm 112 verse 3. My prayer for you is that wealth and riches shall be found in your house and in your family in the name of Jesus. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endure forever. But there's a condition. He must be a person that has the fear of God. We are in a generation where there is bankruptcy of the fear of God. I can get it anyhow. I can get money anyhow. I can be prosperous in any way. That's not the way of God's kingdom. The way of God's kingdom is the way of the fear of God. Clean money, clean blessing, clean prosperity, not ritual money, not money from prostitution, not money from gambling. Not money from stealing or from embezzlement. Clean, godly money. And my prayer for you this morning is that God will give you that kind of blessing in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 33 verse 18 and 19, Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. The Bible says, behold, the eyes of God is on those that fear him. His eyes is on those that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. The fear of God keeps you alive in famine. It's not today that famine started. During the days of Abraham, there was famine. During the days of Isaac, there was famine. During the days of Jacob, during the days of Joseph, there was famine. Even money lost value. You have money, but you don't have what to use it to buy. But what distinguished all these people is because they were men and women who had the fear of God in their hearts. When you put away iniquity, then you lay up gold as dust. Job 22, verse 21 to 25. Job 22, verse 21 to 25. Immediately you put away iniquity. He said, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Good will come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Can you see that? The law, the law, the law, the law. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. If you return, if you leave iniquity alone and embrace the fear of God, he said, thou shalt be built up, you'll be built up. And thou shalt put away iniquity. Put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then, someone said then, after the fear of God has come, then something will happen. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and gold of Ophir as the stones of brook. That is, gold and money will be like nothing to you. How many of us know dust? Do you know dust? Can I see your hands up? You know dust is, you can go out now and pick dust. He said, when you fear me, he said, you will get to the level where money is like dust to you. Isn't that exciting? When you have my fear, when you fear God, all of a sudden, you have so much. Money is not your priority because you have so much of it. 2020 will not end before you'll be singing for joy. Very soon, all this wonder you had so... Money will mean nothing to you. You will have more than enough of all the blessings you need in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. One of the major things that the fear of God grants to you is secrets. And you know, it takes secrets to get wealth. Psalm 25, verse 12 and verse 14. When you fear God, you have access to secrets. You know the secrets of your trade. Psalm 25, verse 12 and verse 14. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall the Lord teach in the way he shall choose. Verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The secret of God is with those who fear. It's not this kind of things we are seeing in this generation, where there is so much bankruptcy of the fear of God. The fear of God is no more in people's hearts. People do just anything, go on the road, stop people, carry them into the bush, call their family, and demand for money. Where people will go on the internet and see people who are as old as their father and speak against them on the altar, from the comfort of their rooms. People who have not achieved anything in their life. Generation, no generational impact, no family impact, no impact in their immediate environment, but use cheap popularity of the internet to go on the internet and begin to blast people that can buy them over and over. People who have anointing, who have invested into God's kingdom, who have labored for years in God's kingdom. You just buy data of 500 naira, load it on your network, then you open your mouth, you say, he said so. You have not seen anything yet. Very, very soon, the kind of things that will be happening to those who are against those who are serving God genuinely. People will write a whole book like this, that generations that are coming, they will never try such things again. The fear of God is now so lacking. The other day, I told you the story before. I saw a young boy, our father in the Lord, Baba Idi Adeboye, was preaching. And somebody came on the internet and said, I can't imagine how this Baba is talking like this. He said, even my grandfather, that is older than him, can talk faster than him. Can you imagine? Where is the culture of respect? Where is the culture of regard? We are entering into a generation where there is bankruptcy of wisdom. People acting with stupidity, speaking out of shallow mindedness. Please, don't ever be among those who will display the lack of the fear of God on the internet or anywhere. You will not assess God's course in Jesus' name. All the days of your life, it shall be blessings in Jesus' name. Let me hear you say a big amen. There are some things one a person can do and a whole generation will be suffering it. One person. And the whole generation, after the person, children's children, you just open your mouth and speak against a servant of God. Older than you, respected, older than you, and in every area, more blessed than you. If it's so easy to start a church, why can't people just start church everywhere? You know, talk is cheap. Talk is very cheap. You can just pick mic now and just be talking in one corner. But if I tell somebody now, oh yeah, open a church and gather just 20 people, you will see how wonderful it is. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Everyone that wants to enjoy prosperity must be a person that has the fear of God. That has the fear of God. The fear of God is in your heart. Do you know that even in my closet, I cannot speak wrongly of the servant of God, even with my wife. In my closet, as if nobody is seeing us. Not to talk of, to call people to my house, or call people to the to my business place, or call people to a place and say, this is the... What nonsense! Bankruptcy of wisdom. Your children will never enter into the trap of the wicked. I say your children will never enter into the trap of the wicked. Your children will never enter into the trap of the wicked. And that's why parents here, censor what your children are watching. Censor what they are watching on the internet. Censor what they are watching. Don't let them enlist them into the gang of people that has the lack of the fear of God. If they do, you have lost them. If they enlist your children into the internet, whereby they now talk anyhow to anybody, one day even you yourself, they will look at you and they say, my friend, go away. I mean, because they don't fear anybody. May the Lord give us understanding. Anyway, let me leave that. Number three law that guarantees all-round prosperity is the law of family provision and honor. The law of family provision and honor. Anybody that wants to enjoy the best of God must be a person who has respect for providing for his family and honoring his family. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, the Bible says, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. And if you want to enjoy the best of God, you must take the issue of caring for your family as important. Your wife must be well cared for. Your children must be well cared for. Your immediate family must be well cared for. Within the limit of what God has given to you. I'm not saying that because you want your family to be well cared for, then you see an hospital where they charge 200,000 per bed space. And you see another one that is within the range of your salary, maybe, I don't know, the minimum range. Then you now say, I know, because pastor said we should keep, so I should go and steal to take them to the 200. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there is what is expected of you as a parent. There is what is expected to you as a husband, as a wife. If you really want the best and the blessings of God upon your life, you must learn to take good, especially the men. Especially as a man. Take good care of them. Take care of their security. Take care of their clothing. Take care of their feeding. Work well so that they can have enough to eat and to drink. This will bring blessings of God upon you. Don't be a man that goes out to take pepper soup or take all sorts of things, and at home your wife and your children are looking like a kwashoko. They've not eaten a balanced diet. Yet you buy drinks for your friends. Everyone that wants prosperity must take the issue of caring for the family very important. Because when your wife prays for you, there's no way you will not be blessed. If your wife prays for you from your heart, from her heart, there's no way you will not be blessed. If your children pray for you, there is no way you will not be blessed. And everyone that wants that must know that this is very... And also for the husband, it's important to love your wife. Love her, care for her. And of course, the wife is expected to submit to her husband. According to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Everyone that wants the blessing of God must take the issue of family serious. You must take the care of your family as a major thing, as a major project. Within the limits of what God has given to you, and within the resources of what God has given to you, you must care for them. When you have, let your wife know you have. When it looks as if it's not really balanced, let her also know that it's not really balanced. Let her know. In your family, God will grant you surplus. Every man here, what you need to continue to take good care of your family, God will give to you. What you need to continue to take good care of your wife and your children, God will give to you. Every woman here, grace to be submissive to your husband and to be able to add your own quota to the development of the family. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it today in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a bigger amen. Somebody say a louder amen. It's important that everyone that will enjoy all-round prosperity must nurture the family. Invest into your family. You know, the family is like something you keep investing in. You will still get the dividends later. If you invest well, your returns will be good returns. If you did not invest, also, it's the same thing. The quality of your investment will determine the quality of your dividend. In the name of Jesus, you will be reaping great, great things some years to come from now. I say you will be reaping great, great things some years to come from now. You will have so much peace and joy over your children. Say a good amen. When they are not with you, you will not have any cause to fear concerning their welfare. Say a louder amen. Number four law that will bring all round prosperity is the law of justice and equity. The law of justice and the law of equity. This is talking about treating others well. Treating others well. You love your neighbor as yourself. Justice and equity. When you are an employer, pay your staffs their salary. Give them what belongs to them. Give them what is their own share of the business. If you cannot pay them what you owe them and disengage them. Don't use people's services without any form of returns. We have a bankruptcy of a lot of evil in our nation here, where people will receive money from in MMAS, from oil money, from the federal government, and we get to some states and they will not still pay salary. The question is, what did they use that money for? When you make money as a business person or as a government, the first thing that's important to you is how to pay your staffs. Am I speaking? That's the first thing. The people that are working, their sweat must not dry before they collect their salary. The sweat on their face must not be dry before they collect their salary. So if you want the blessing of God on your life and on your business, learn to pay your staffs and those who are working for you well. If you cannot pay a driver, drive yourself. If you cannot pay a cook or a house help, cook for yourself. If you cannot pay a secretary, be your own secretariat. Secretary yourself. Type your documents yourself. Do everything yourself. You don't. All these things. You see, life is in phases and men are in sizes. Don't force yourself to do what you don't have the capacity to do. He just places us, places people under pressure. He just places people under pressure for nothing. As from today, the wisdom that produces wealth, God will give to you in Jesus' name. Do you know that when you have staff, when they pray for you, the prayer will be answered? When you have staff and they pray for you, that Father, bless this our boss, God will be blessing you. When they are eating from the salary you paid them, and their stomach is happy, their children are happy, their soul is praying for you. But when you are eating chicken peri peri, you are eating gizzard. You know gizzard? You are eating gizzard. You are eating fresh fish, red wine, turkey, and many other things that you like. And then they are at home. You said, sorry. You see, as a result of the dynamics and the thermodynamics of the nation, the present predicament of the nation is very, very humongous. And the problem, you use all sorts of grammar that is out of this world. Oh, anyway, the summary is that, please wait for 3 months. Within 3 months, I would have been able to pay you. What? So, within that 3 months, what would they be eating? That's why I said, if you cannot pay them what you owe them and disengage them. Let them go and look for something else. Let me tell you, sometimes sacking people is a blessing to their life. Yeah. You cannot pay somebody and say, please go, God will be with you. Go and look for somebody else. The person's brain will open up. He will know what to do immediately. What he needs to do immediately to sustain his family will come to his mind. But when he's still waiting for you to pay and you refuse to pay, you will not attract curses into your own life. I say you will not attract curses into your own life. You will not attract curses into your own life. Say a bigger amen. Also, if you work for someone, if you want this prosperity we are talking about, don't cheat them. Don't go into fraud. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 18. Don't defraud your boss. Don't embezzle the money given to you. Don't embezzle. They said, go and buy. Say, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear. Not only to the good one and gentle, but also to the forward. Because some people will say, my boss is a very stingy person. He's a very hard man. She's a very hard woman. That's why I'm treating her like that. Please don't do that. Don't do that. Don't behave like that. Yesterday, I stumbled on the news of something that happened in Delta State. A young lady of 36 years, just preparing to get married, had a security man in the house, and then maybe she had not paid him, or I don't know, something happened and transpired between them, and then the guy killed her, dug a place in the compound, buried her there, cut her throat, and buried her in that place, and took the key of the car and fled. When he got to a particular filling station at a far place, the guy is a Fulani man. When he got to a place, he couldn't open the place to buy petrol. So he was struggling. Where did they open this thing? So the gas attendant was surprised. How can you own a car and you don't know where to open the place to buy gas? So police was passing, so they arrested him. Where did you get this car? After so much beating, he confessed that he killed his boss, a young lady in so-so place, and this is the girl's car. That's wickedness. That's the bankruptcy of the fear of God. Everyone that wants to enjoy prosperity in this kingdom must be a person, a man or woman that fears God. And a man or woman that works with justice and equity. Someone say justice and equity. Don't cheat your master to rise. Don't dupe your boss. Don't put zeros behind zeros to inflate figures. Don't change checks. Don't be involved in fraudulent practices. You know, yesterday morning, somebody called me and said, "Hello, good morning. I'm calling from FCMB Bank. Good morning. Please, did you get the text message we sent to you?" I said, "I don't understand what you're doing. I didn't get any text message." He said, "Okay, hold on. We'll send it again." He said, "Did you get it?" I said, "No." He said, "Okay, I will give you a code. Press that code now, so that you begin to get the text message regularly." What I said to him, only God knows where he will be now. Because I was just furious. I said, why are you people so terrible? Why can't you use your life for something good? The curse of God is on you now. The curse of God is on you. Anywhere you are, you phone me. They have done it for some of you here before. Jesus Christ. Please, don't dupe people to rise. Don't be involved in these things that is turning our nation upside down. Don't be involved in the evil that is shredding the nation. If you go abroad, you don't need any security. You don't need any, there's no fence. Many of you that have traveled or have seen what is going on, you don't need any fence around your house. Sometimes you go out, you don't lock the door. Have you tried that in Nigeria? You go to shops, you shop. When you finish, you come and tell them what you bought. That's all. Try that in Nigeria. It's evil. It is affecting the prosperity of the nation and the prosperity of the people. That's why the poverty level is increasing. Everybody wants to get money through any means. Do people, kill people, massacre people, collect anything. It's wicked. It's not God's ways. It's not the ways of the covenant. People just turn to Yao Yao voice overnight. Say, what work do you do? I work with my computer. Computer. That's your work. Are you a computer engineer? No. Are you into what? I'm into international business. I have an advice for the youths. See, use your brain. Let the Spirit of God lead you. Let the Spirit of God guide you. To be wealthy and to be prosperous is not difficult. Let God lead you. Let God teach you the right path to follow. Before you know it, you are blessed. And in God's prosperity is gradual rise. You don't rise overnight. It will be taking you from level to level. That is how God will be changing your level from level to level. I said that is how God will be changing your level from level to level. In the name of Jesus. cross your heart to rise through suppressing somebody else. Don't let it cross your heart that you should become somebody through embezzlement, through stealing, through collecting something that is not your own. Sending out the wife in somebody's house and you packing in and you say you are wealthy now. Those are evil. Sleeping with a lecturer to be able to get marks. Those are evil. The law of justice and equity always brings all around prosperity. Well, my prayer for you is that God will enlist you among those that will bless in this 2020 in Jesus' name. Having said that, we are also in an anointing service. And in Isaiah 45, from verse 1 to 3, the Lord was talking to us about the anointing of Cyrus. And that same anointing is coming for somebody in Jesus' name. Isaiah 45 from verse 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed. Someone say to his anointed. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Put your name there. To Victor. Whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before him and make crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. Verse 3, I will give the treasures of darkness to him and hidden riches of secret places. Thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, I am the God of Israel. One of the work of the anointing is to launch you into another realm where you possess blessings, you possess wealth, you possess prosperity, clean money, clean prosperity. The anointing empowers you to enter your inheritance. The anointing empowers you to do unusual things. Your business, that many people are doing the same business, yet you are distinguished in that business. You sell your egg with distinction. You sell your clothes with distinction. You sell your furniture materials with distinction. You are a lawyer of distinction. You are an accountant of distinction. You are a banker of distinction. You are a hairdresser of distinction. That's what the anointing does. Today, via the anointing of this morning, every form of struggles in your life and around your life shall be terminated in Jesus' name. I say every form of struggle around your life shall be terminated in Jesus' name. Every form of struggle in your business today shall be terminated in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you peace in all areas. I say the Lord will give you peace in all areas. Mark it. What you have been stretching your hands to get for long in this particular anointing service, God will empower you to get it. I say God will empower you to get it, and you will not struggle. I say you will not struggle in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.